It's 12 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. Barry Chapman has joined us from Chapman Plumbing. Nice to see you. Did you have a good weekend?
Good morning. Yeah, buddy's a little bit sore this morning after the weekend activities.
Well, we won't ask.
Do we really want to know?
No, we know that it was a fishing competition. And I thought maybe the body was tired from hauling in all the fish. Oh, but no. Apparently not so many fish.
No. Uh-huh. No fish caught on my boat.
Wow.
I'm very, very much a deep sea fishing novice. And every minute spent out there is a little bit of extra knowledge. So ask the questions, learn the things. Myself and my eldest son decided to enter the Durban Festival, and we had an absolute blast. Long hours, and start getting the core working, trying to balance on the boat, getting the sea legs back. Realized I've got muscles deep inside me that do exist. They're very sore at the moment.
It's quite strange that one doesn't realize that it is a workout if you on a small craft out at sea. You definitely need to develop the sea legs, as they say.
Yeah, well, we were out on Saturday for 11 hours on the boat, and then 9 hours on Sunday. So it's a long day to be bobbing around like a little bottle cap in the big...
And you didn't catch a thing.
Hooked up a couple of fish, but my inexperience with what was going on, unfortunately, was the demise of me not catching anything.
Well, as they say, you know, it's always the one that got away that keeps you glued, you know, want to do it again. Well, that's fantastic. But now, talking matters plumbing, how are things on the North Coast following the heavy rains?
Oh, man, I think if you chat to any contractor in the building industry, they are absolutely frustrated at the moment. With all the rain that we've had and all the public holidays, I don't think anyone's done any work.
Wow.
It's you know, sites are so waterlogged, you can't do anything on them. I mean, we've had to leave a site for 3 weeks. We've done nothing on the site for 3 weeks because it's so waterlogged. A lot of clay on the site as well, so we probably for the rest of this week as well, it's going to stand there drying so that we can get back on site.
It's a problem where the so-called green fields opportunities exist to build new. It's very exciting, but at the same time, challenging.
100%. So sites that we've had, so when you get appointed on a site, part of the contract agreement is that you've got to put construction stormwater in place. So stormwater prevention in place to make sure that there's no wash away and all sorts of things like that. And the amount of rain that we've had has just been stripping and ripping all that topsoil and everything off on a site, building up against your temporary stormwater controls. And because there's such a vast amount of rain, it's just been pushing through it. So contractors have been having a hard time with washaways and foundations being compromised and perimeter fences falling over because of gouging. So it's been a hard couple of weeks.
Wow, that's on the contractor side, but on the maintenance side, you must have been equally busy.
Maintenance side has been cooking, absolutely cooking. You know, the specialist services that we provide with the CCTV, the jetting, the leak detection, all of those things. We've been very busy. It's been surprising to stick the camera down the drain and see what we found. We've had a major blockage issue. We found a plastic toy doll, one of those little baby dolls, that some kid obviously lost down a drain and got stuck on a corner, and that was the cause of flooding in an entire house, sadly. And then the good old normal gremlin tree roots that dig their way in, but fortunately enough, with the we've got that rotor spring drain machine that sends its nice cutting heads down the drain, cuts everything up and cleans the inside of the pipe out. But once again, once those pipes are in there, the roots are in the pipe, it's a maintenance thing, unless you dig it up and start new.
Yeah, but clearly it's more cost effective to do the regular maintenance than to dig up and replace. So
we've got some clients that have got these unbelievably landscaped pristine gardens, and the last thing you want is that bloody plumber that comes into the garden and rips it all up. So we've got some clients that we go to every 3 to 6 months and just stick the machine down, clean the lines out, and off you go. So once you know they're there, it's just a matter of preventative maintenance, then waiting for the chaos to ensue.
Yeah, and I presume that if one finds that suddenly there's a subsidence problem developing on your property and you're not sure what's cooking, are there old pipes or old septic tanks or things in the Greater Ballito area that that people discover only once heavy rains have fallen? And
yeah, so we've actually got a client in Sheffield that had a bit of a stormwater build-up issue with all the rain. The ground's so waterlogged that Sheffield side along the beach has got lots of groundwater. They started having issues. We started digging up and we found bitumen pipe, which is a very old black pipe that after a period of time it starts collapsing on itself. We found sections of concrete pipe that hadn't been joined properly. We found a pipe that had been broken, and it actually created a cavity that went underneath the house.
Wow.
So we excavated. It felt like the job that kept on giving, because it never seemed to end. We kept on, and then we found a sewer gully that was connected to the storm water, and the house was built in the 50s, so it's just been added on and piece done here, and that's style work. So, you know, never really had the right people on it. So these guys have recently purchased the house and trying to get everything right. And, yeah, we ended up replacing the stormwater line down the entire one side of the house, and having to get engineers involved and getting them to have a look at the foundations and, you know, stabilize backfills and all sorts of things. So it's been a whole lot of fun.
Wow.
Yeah, septic tanks are always a thing. You've got to watch out, especially the old brick ones. They start falling apart. There's still houses in Zendrav, for example, that have earthenware pipe, which is a clay pipe. It comes in like a 600 mil piece clay pipe, fired, glazed, looks beautiful. But like any piece of porcelain or ceramic that you have, if it starts losing its glazing, it starts getting saturated and it starts falling apart. So yeah, we've got guys that are starting to have sewer lines fall apart under nice paving and all sorts of things like that. So
it's a good time in Ballito to be a plumber.
Yeah.
And of course, if you have a plumbing situation, shall we say, you know, whether it's an emergency or just a job that needs to be done properly, you want to get hold of a good plumber. Barry Chapman and his team from Chapman Plumbing, we recommend heartily. We've known Barry for years and years and years, and certainly the success of the business. How long have you been in business? A long time in Ballito.
Well, I started my apprenticeship in Ballito with an amazing human being, a great guy, in 2004.
So there you go, and 21 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
So still going strong.
I absolutely love what I do. Wake up every morning and I can't wait to help people solve problems.
Well, that's a testimony to someone that does what he loves and does it damn well, as they say in the classics.
Yeah.
There's a competition happening right now, and looking at social media, you'll find it either on the Chapman Plumbing social media page or the Life and Style social media page. A wonderful opportunity to water secure your property against shut-offs, municipal shut-offs, that tend to depressurize your internal system. That creates huge problems, or certainly can, unless you have what Barry is offering you free through this competition. Why don't you just quickly run through what that is?
Yeah, so it's a municipal backup system. We've got a 1,000-liter Africa tank. We've got a Flowmax Leo 0.75 kilowatt pump. And we've got a very nice little tank buddy that allows you to cycle the water a little bit in your tank. And this is getting installed on your property to be a municipal backup to keep your house pressurized during water cuts. Make sure that you've got water. And it also limits the amount of dirt and debris that when the water systems get turned back on, that dirt and debris doesn't go into your property as well.
It's an innovation, but it's certainly going to be something that adds value to your property, increases your property value, and you can have that free
yep.
if you're the lucky winner of the competition. How long is the competition running for, Barry?
So we're running it, started in April, running it for May, and we'll be doing the announcement of the winner in early June. So just get onto the Life & Style Facebook page, like Life & Style, like Chapman Plumbing, share it, tag a couple of friends, and those are basically your criteria to enter the competition.
Well, it's certainly something that I encourage you to do, because you've got to be in it to win it. And yep. why shouldn't it be you? We are holding thumbs. Barry Chapman, our plumbing boss, back in a week's time for more.
Beautiful.
And the morning show continues.